podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
We're going to get 1 point for a decision win. We're going to get 2 points for a ref stoppage or TKO. A draw is no points. And as a kicker, both captains' scores will be doubled. And Eddie and Frank are going to pick their captains, so it's better to go for broke. Now I've done enough speaking. I think it's time to hand over to our MC for the day, Dev Sahni, to introduce some of these fighters.
Okay, if the fighters can please come and take their seats. You're going to enjoy this, ladies and gentlemen. There's something very special about what we're about to see. Never been seen before. The fighters will now come up here and take their seats.
It's a Riyadh season original, and original is definitely the word that comes to mind. This could be a movie. Now I think it's time, Dev, to bring in the two men, the head honchos. Why this fight is happening, you can see them behind me. I think it's time we bring them in, right?
I agree, Josh. I think it's time. It is now time to welcome to the stage the man with perhaps the loudest mouth in boxing. You may recognise him from the front cover of Men's Health magazine or from the 400 YouTube interviews a day. Proudly representing Brentwood, Essex, please welcome the chairman of Matchroom Boxing, Mr. Eddie Hearn.
You're looking very smug, Eddie. Confident.
All right, now let's welcome to the stage the Hall of Fame boxing promoter who has spent over 40 years promoting the biggest stars and fight nights in the UK. You may know him for his no-nonsense approach, and he may have even asked you to do him a favour. Proudly representing Islington, London, please welcome the chairman of Queensbury Promotions, Mr. Frank Warren.
The governor's in town. I've got to say, boys, you both look very confident. I've never seen so much tea from both of you.
Well, you've got to believe in what you're doing, and we believe in what we're doing with our team. We've got the team here. All will be revealed soon.
There we go. Listen, I started off and I briefly touched on this rivalry and how long it's been going on, the fact that it stretches through generations, but I think who better to ask than you two? Eddie, I'm going to start with you. Where did it start?
Well, I mean, many decades ago. You know, you were talking about fruit machines and billiard halls. I mean, even before they were recognised names, there was almost a rivalry. Even growing up as a kid, 9, 10, 11 years old, I'd hear the name in the house. Wasn't always the most pleasant conversation, but they were on the phone arguing, and they were rivals. And I think the rivalry has been great for British boxing. You know, it's enabled the sport to grow. And, you know, Frank, same as my old man, same as me, we like to win. Yeah. And we don't like anyone else to win. And, you know, it is actually quite remarkable as we talk every week and we meet multiple times with His Excellency, that it has actually taken this long for us to work together, or even to speak. I mean, you're talking about 13 or 14 years where we never spoke. And it's not good for the sport of boxing. The rivalry's good, the competition's good, but now we take it to another level with events like this. And, you know, people talk about coming together for financial gain. Of course, we're running a business. But we come together because of the vision of His Excellency, who basically slapped us both around the ear and said, what on earth are you doing? Because he couldn't quite understand why you wouldn't want to make the biggest fights. Why wouldn't the two biggest promoters in the world want to work together and give fans the matchup? Now we've got the rivalry, the team concept. I mean, I went backstage, I bumped into this lot. They were going to lynch me. I mean, this is serious. We have to win. And although we're friends now, we're not really. I want to absolutely destroy Queensbury on June the 1st, as I said. And we will be there on the night, you know, beating our chests, willing our guys on. And these are massive fights for our guys. You've got world championships. You've got huge heavyweight dust-ups. You've got big domestic fights. You've got career-defining and ending fights. And one thing that I know that we do share in common is we love our fighters. And we want them to win desperately. And this five I've got here, I'm very confident we'll do the business in Riyadh.
Fighting words early on in the presser. Frank, was it the same for you? Was the Hearn name, he shall not be named? Or was it always that deep?
We were partners for a while. We did a breakaway snooker thing, Barry and myself, many, many years ago. And so very briefly, we were partners. And we did actually speak quite a few times over the 14 years, I've got to be honest. Those calls you were getting in the middle of the night, they were from me. No, we're... this is, you know, there is a natural rivalry, we get that. We both love the sport. We both want to win because we're, as Eddie says, we're competitive. We both feel for our fighters. We pick the team, the weights and the teams that we feel will make sure that will happen. And through His Excellency, you know, so much has happened since October, since that first fight in October with Tyson and Ngannou. And I said it would be a game changer, and I underestimated that. It's been a double game changer. It's been nothing like this. And this is a Riyadh season original on the 1st of June. This is something, you know, things like this, well, I can't even remember anything like this ever happening in boxing. So I think this will be the first of, hopefully, be the first of many of these encounters. And I mean, and I'm sure Eddie will want another one, you know, for a rematch to try and get his own back after we wipe the floor with him. But this is going to be something special. It's going to be a fabulous night's boxing on a card that has four belts on the line. Four belts on the line. Two undefeated fighters that we just spoke about in the previous contest. And this, I mean, don't get any better. You're a fight fan. You're in fight heaven. This is something that, you know, well, people will talk about in years to come. And we want to win it. Eddie's team want to win it. His fighters want to win it. We want to win it. We're all competitive. Everyone's competitive. You know why? Because it's called the fight game. There's winners and losers. And we are not and don't want to be the losers. Everything's on the line here. So June 1st, watch it, because you're going to see something extra, extra special.
Frank, it didn't feel that long ago, Eddie, that we were on this very stage and we were talking about a completely different fight, and then His Excellency had a visionary idea of putting you two against each other head-to-head, picking your best, almost like schoolyard rules. Did you ever believe that it would actually happen?
Once His Excellency said it was going to happen, it was going to happen. Because everything he says he wants to do with his vision and paves the way for us to go out and then make it happen. But yeah, he says it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it will happen.
What would it mean for you to win this, Eddie?
It's only winning. I mean, everything else. I mean, people talk about taking part. Couldn't be more irrelevant. Winning. It's the only thing that matters in sport, in life. And as Frank said, this is the fight game, the greatest sport in the world. And, you know, we're all very lucky to be working in a period now where these events are happening, and these fighters as well. You know, we want to thank, of course, Seller and His Excellency and the team who not just make the fights happen, make the event happen, make the promo happen. I think shortly you will see one of the best promos I've ever seen. These five have already been out to Bulgaria on a Hollywood film set, having an experience of a lifetime. And this is what it is. It's big time boxing. It's putting boxing on the map with the major sports in the world. The purest, most beautiful, greatest sport of all is professional boxing. And now it's getting the attention it deserves, and the fans are getting the big fights and the big nights they've craved for a long time.
Frank, would you echo Eddie's sentiments there?
Every word of it. See, we agree. Every word of it. I mean, this is, you know, this, for me, I've been doing this now for 47 years, and I can't tell you how it makes you feel to be involved in this. It's like life-changing, and it's just so brilliant. And it's getting bigger and bigger. It's like this snowball coming down the hill. It's rolling down and it's unstoppable. And event after event after event gets bigger and bigger and better. And here we are now, hopefully the first of our rivalry. And who knows, we may join ourselves together and fight somebody from the States or another part of the world. Who knows how we do this? But this is magnificent for boxing. It's magnificent for the fans. They're getting what they want. Evenly matched fights, unifications. I mean, it's all happening. It's all happening in Riyadh. It's all part of the Riyadh season, and it's just been so phenomenal. And game-changing, and I'm going to repeat myself, I underestimate that in a big way. This you think about boxing.
There we go. Now, this is where we're all here for. Dev, I think it's time that we find out who exactly is behind these masks.
I think it's time, Josh. Well, Frank Warren has picked the heavyweight division. Would Frank Warren's heavyweight pick please take off their mask?
Whoa, dangerous man.
Well, he is a native of Greenwich, London, England. He has an outstanding record of 20 wins, only 2 defeats, with 19 wins coming by way of knockout. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the former British, Commonwealth and WBA regular heavyweight champion, Triple D, Daniel Dynamite Dubois. Okay, well, we've got Daniel Dubois in one corner. Will the matchroom heavyweight pick please remove his mask? He is a native of Zagreb, Croatia. He is unbeaten with a record of 17 wins and no defeats, with 14 wins coming by way of knockout. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Olympic bronze medalist and IBF mandatory challenger, Philippe El Animal Hrdkovic.
What a fight, eh? That is a great heavyweight fight. What a fight.
I think, actually, I've become a little bit of a fan of a few Queensbury fighters, being part of these shows. Nick Ball, one of them, robbed last time out to become world champion.
We haven't announced Nick Ball yet.
Oh, my God. No, I'm saying I'm just a fan of him. I don't know what you're going on about. I don't know why you had to say that. But in terms of Daniel Dubois... a real character and a great fighter. However, this man we've been working with for a number of years now, and in my opinion, this is an elite heavyweight in Filip Hrdkovic, a guy who is on the verge of becoming world champion. We'll see what happens with the belts. We know there's a potential carrot for the winner of this fight in a massive fight, whoever that may be. But what a heavyweight matchup, Filip Hrdkovic against Daniel Dubois. Great matchup, and of course, 1-0 to Matchroom.
Well, Eddie Hearn has picked the featherweight division. Eddie Hearn has picked the featherweight division. There is no guarantee it's anyone that's already been named. Will the Matchroom featherweight please now take their mask off? He is a native of Camden, New Jersey, USA, an outstanding record of 15 wins, no defeats with 1 draw. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the reigning, defending WBA World Featherweight Champion, Raymond Savage Ford. And now it's time for the Queensbury featherweight to remove his mask again. We don't know who it is. Please remove your mask. Oh. Well, he is a native of Liverpool, right. England, an outstanding record of 19 wins, no defeats with 1 draw. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the former WBC silver featherweight champion, Nick the Wrecking Ball. Okay, let's continue now. Promoter Frank Warren has picked the middleweight division. Will the Queensbury middleweight please remove their mask?
Whoa.
He is a native of Ilford, London, England, unbeaten with a record of 19 wins and no defeats. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the reigning Commonwealth and WBC silver middleweight champion, Hamza Shirat! Okay, it's now time for his opponent on June 1st. We asked the match from middleweight to please remove your mask. Well, here's a native of Houston, Texas, USA, unbeaten with a record of 16 wins, no defeats. Introducing the former standout amateur sensation and reigning IBF North American middleweight champion, Austin Ammo Williams. Okay, well, promoter Eddie Hearn has selected the light heavyweight division. Will the matchroom light heavyweight please remove your mask? He's a native of Crystal Palace, London, England. An outstanding record of 18 wins, 3 defeats and 1 draw. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Craig Spider Richards. Well, let's meet his June 1st opponent. Will the Queensbury light heavyweight please remove your mask? Here's a native of Carstairs, Scotland, an outstanding record of 17 wins with only 1 defeat. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the former world amateur champion, Willie the Hutch Train Hutchinson. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for the final pick, His Excellency has chosen for there to be another fight in the marquee division of boxing, in the heavyweight division. Will the Queensbury pick please remove your mask? Well, here's a native of Shenzhen, China, now fighting out of Bloomfield, New Jersey, USA. A record of 26 wins, 2 defeats and 1 draw. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Gilles Big Bang Zhang. Okay, the final pick will now be unveiled. Will the matchroom heavyweight pick please remove your mask?
Mud Squad!
He is a native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, USA. He brings to the stage an incredible record, 43 wins, only 3 defeats and 1 draw, with an incredible 42 wins coming by way of knockout. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the former long-reigning WBC World Heavyweight Champion, the Bronze Bomber, Deontay Wilder!
Eddie, I've got to start with you. I didn't see that one coming. Can we talk about Deontay Wilder? I think in football, that's what we call a super sub.
Super sub, indeed. His Excellency said for the wild card pick, we could find the best fighter we could. I looked at the heavyweights available. I think this man has long been one of the most dangerous punchers in the division. Coming off a defeat, I think he's going to come back more dangerous than ever. And, you know, when we spoke to Shelley and the team and Deontay, this was the obvious pick to make. Deontay Wilder against Zhilei Zhang is a massive, massive heavyweight fight between two punchers. And we'll see what the future holds. But for one night only, we work together. And I believe this man's going to make a real statement and get back on the heavyweight scene and produce an epic performance in Riyadh.
Well, if you're going to bring in a ringer, that's one way to do it, Eddie. Now, Frank, now you've seen the boys up close and personal on the same stage, you confident?
Yeah, look, I'm a fan of all the guys. He's got a very, very good and strong team now. But we got belief in our guys. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it. This is going to be spectacular. There's so much at stake, and I know that Deontay, for example, looking at him, he knows how important this fight is to him. His career is on the line, and it's the same with Zille. This fight is a big, big match for them. The winner of this goes back to the top table. So everything's on the line. That's the competition. That's how competitive that fight's going to be.
Listen, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, I'm going to come to each a quick word of how they feel about their matchup. Daniel, I'm going to start with you. You feeling confident? You look over there to the far side. Filip Hrgović, it's a big fight.
Very, very confident, you know, working hard. And I'm just ready to prove, you know. We had a spar a while back and he keeps talking about that. So I'm going to just show him that people change. And, you know, I'm a different animal now.
Fighting words. Filip, how do you respond to that?
I hope so. He changed, because if he didn't change it, it would last few rounds only. So I hope so he changed, man. That sparring wasn't good for him. So I hope so you changed. And
we can save those fighting words for when we really go hammer and tong. It's a bit later on in the day. Craig, good to see you. You know who you're up against.
Yeah. Good seeing you. I'd like to say, obviously, thank God, thank Eddie Hearn, Matchroom Boxing, Frank Smith, and He Excellency for putting me on this show. I'm excited and can't wait.
Nick.
What's going on?
Hello, lad. Good to see you again. Yeah. You happy with your music this time?
Yeah. Better way, innit?
Listen, last time out, it was very, very close. You're up against another dangerous opponent. Confident? You're going to get put some points on the board for Team Queensbury?
Yeah, always confident. It's another massive opportunity for me, thanks to His Excellency and Frank for getting me the opportunity. So, looking forward to the fight now, yeah.
Right. How would you respond?
5-0. That's all I can say. I'm going for the knockout, though.
Nice and easy. Ammo Williams, the next US star, best saying, in Eddie Hearn's stable. Now you're in the UK. We're going to be fighting in Saudi. How are you feeling? The glasses are saying you're a superstar. You got to win with them on.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. First, I just want to give thanks to everybody involved. This event is massive. It's massive, and I just want to say thank you to everybody involved in making it happen. I'm so ready to showcase my skill. I'm so ready to showcase all the investment, all the fights, everything that we've done together, me and Eddie Hearn, and it will shine through in Saudi Arabia June 1st. Don't miss it.
Hamza, I seem to see you at every fight. You're a busy man, always looking suave.
Yep. Yeah, now, first of all, I'd like to thank the Almighty Allah for allowing me to be here today. I'd like to thank His Excellency Turki Al-Sheikh for making it happen. I'd like to thank Ricky, my team, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready. June the 1st, it's going to be a Queensbury win for sure.
Willie, you can just about see Craig down there. How are you feeling?
I can't see him.
We'll take a step back. Willie, mate, you can look in his eyes.
Hello.
What's going on? You good?
Good.
Hey,
very good.
Perfect. You look confident. Every fight, every interview I see, you're buzzing. And still that confidence today?
Yeah, I'm buzzing. Obviously, thank you very much for the Prince, the Sheikh, for giving me, and Frank and everyone, giving me the opportunity to be here. And I'm as confident as I'm confidence is through the roof. I'm looking forward to getting in the ring with this fella and having a good time and enjoying myself. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting in the ring now. I don't know if it was a good idea you giving me this mic, you know.
I know. Listen, we've only got a short amount of time.
I've got
stuff to show you.
I would stay here for 2 hours.
You get your opportunity. Don't worry, I'll come back to you a little bit later. But now, before we speak to the two giants here on the stage, I got a sneak peek of it yesterday, and I'm telling you, the acting skills are incredible. You will not see promo like this ever. The levels keep on rising. Enough talking from me. I think we run the promo.
Sports Social Podcast Network.